London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. voters go to the polls today to elect a new president. Democrat Hillary Clinton cast a ballot for herself at a polling place near her suburban New York home. Republican Donald Trump voted in New York City. Carolyn Prasuti is covering the election from New York.
Right up the street at the Hilton Midtown is where Donald Trump will be gathering with his supporters in what he hopes will be a victory party. Secretary Hillary Clinton will be meeting with her supporters at the Javits Center. Today, Hillary Clinton voted near their house in Chappaqua, New York. She said it's a most humbling feeling because of the responsibility that goes with being the president of the United States. From Manhattan, I'm Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News.
The winner of the election will become the country's 45th president, replacing Barack Obama. One group gaining interest from election observers is American Muslims. Kane Farabaugh says many of them are voting for Clinton.
I'm outside William Ford Elementary School, which is a polling location in Dearborn, Michigan. This is a site where many Muslim American voters are heading to the polls, and they're heading to those polls with a lot on their minds. Some of the voters that I spoke to coming out of that polling location indicated that their vote in support of Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton is not necessarily a vote for her, but more of a vote against the Republican nominee, Donald Trump. Here in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Kane Farabaugh of VOA News.
You can find more on the U.S. election and live coverage of the returns at voanews.com. A Russian news report.
Este es un boletín especial de La Voz de América.
Los candidatos presidenciales y sus vicepresidentes ya han votado en este martes, día de las elecciones, aquí en Estados Unidos. Donald Trump dio o emitió su voto en la ciudad de Nueva York. Muy...
Nalete, desde Miami, Florida, que por cierto un estado vital, vital para llegar a la Casa Blanca. Vero Valderas en Virginia y Arturo Martínez en Los Ángeles, California. Bienvenidos a todos. Para comenzar sobre el impacto político de estas elecciones, también me acompaña aquí en los estudios Javier Cuevas, estratega demócrata, e Israel Ortega, estratega republicano. Vamos a empezar primero a ver qué es lo que está sucediendo en el terreno. Empezamos con Celia Mendoza. Celia Mendoza en Nueva York, en el centro Javits de convenciones. Celia, cuéntanos, ¿cuál es el ambiente que se vive? Aparentemente de fiesta en este momento ya.
Bueno, realmente sí sabemos que hay miles de periodistas que están aquí en este centro de convenciones. Esperamos ver en las próximas horas también a muchos...